Hello, beautiful souls. It's Kimberly Virginia, your host of the Soulful Motherhood by Design podcast, where we go deep on all things motherhood. I'm a certified positive discipline parent educator, accredited life coach, human design specialist, and mother of two precious kiddos. Through inspiring conversations, I'll guide you on this soulful motherhood journey and help you to create peace in your home and your heart, raise kind and loving humans, all while living your soul's purpose. So, let's get started. I'm so glad you're here. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Soulful Motherhood by Design podcast with me, your host, Kimberly. I'm so happy to be back. I took a 2-month break after the holidays, which just felt exquisite and the perfect thing for me to do after a crazy holiday season, and then really allow myself to go in winter and go inward and search within around the topics I really wanted to talk about this year and what I was going to bring forth as far as the programs and offerings for all of you mamas and listeners so that you can have the best transformation within your motherhood experience and beyond. So that's a little bit about what I've been up to. Today, I just want to welcome you into this new season. I feel a lot of things coming to an end right now. And it's March as I'm recording this. It's March 5th. Thinking about what I wanted to talk about with you all really brought me to some reflection around where I'm at in my life, in my journey, and the things that are coming forth. And it really does feel like the end of a season, the end of this wintering period where we take a little bit of our time and go inward, just like the flowers and the plants and the trees during winter. You know, they shed as much as they can so that they can preserve energy. And this is the first time I've really allowed myself to do that and take the time that I need after a full year of working hard and lots of fun changes, and then feeling not burnt out, but almost like a delightful exhaustion and lots of fun things over the holidays, and going into January feeling, okay, I'm not going to allow myself to buy into the noise of wanting to push for intention setting and goal setting and what are you going to change and transform right now. Those things are all well and good, and a lot of that is what I'm going to be working with moms on in this new program I'm offering come May. And also, we need time. We need time after all of that busyness to really be able to reflect. So that's what I did January and February. And what's coming up now, as I mentioned, is that's kind of ending. And spring is coming soon. It's the month of March. It's Women's History Month. It's International Women's Day this coming Friday, the 8th of March. And we get to celebrate all these amazing things that women bring to the table. We get to celebrate spring. There's a really interesting eclipse happening this month in Libra. So there's a lot going on that's having us feel like, okay, something's coming to a close, which is allowing for a beautiful new beginning. Now, that brings me to the topic of today's podcast, which is about letting go. Letting go is something I've really been practicing in my own motherhood journey and also in some of my relationships, specifically thinking about my kiddos. Recently, we had a tough situation with one of our girls at school, and I felt so much responsibility, like I always do. What did I do wrong? What did I do to cause this? What could I have done more of? Oh, this is my fault. This is my fault. This is my fault. And maybe some of you can relate to that. I'm hoping, and I actually know that a lot of you can, but I'm hoping that you really hear that. And without going into too much detail about that story, really hear that and know that you're not alone for some of those feelings when you just reflect right back to you. What did I do? What did I do? Was this my fault? What could I have done differently? And instead, practicing allowing yourself to let that go. Now, whatever it is you want to let go might be different than that. I offer that as my own story. I offer that as my own example of one thing that I'm really letting go of. I invite you to look at something that you might want to let go of. And it doesn't have to be that introspective. It could be something different for you, like letting go of the control of how my child's room looks, letting go of the control of how my kiddo cooks their breakfast and scrambles their egg, letting go of control of XYZ. I invite you, as I share these things and share my own example, to look at something that might really elevate your life. You know, what's the whole point of letting go? When we hear that, like, what does that actually mean? To me, letting go means the opportunity to free up space and time and emotional energy to devote more of that to what actually matters, instead of trying to control an outcome or escape mistakes, when some of those things are actually natural learning opportunities for our kids to help them grow and evolve. In the situation I mentioned, I realized that me letting go of some of the control of what's happening at my child's school, I will allow the professionals at her school who can support her with, you know, an individualized education plan if she needs it, or special accommodations if she needs to get up and run around or have a wobble stool. Like, do the things that the professionals know to do to support kids, given whatever circumstance is going on. By letting go of that control, I'm allowing other people to help my daughter even more so that she can succeed at school, whatever that means for her and all of us as a combined group who are basically her team, right? When I feel like I need to control everything, it keeps people from being able to come in and offer their gifts and really take responsibility and find joy in supporting her. So that's my example of what I mean by letting go. And I'm going to give you a couple of steps here to practice this as a mom, or even in your relationships with your friends or a partner, or maybe even as an employer or a leader. Obviously, this podcast is specifically for creating a beautiful relationship to motherhood. So I invite you to look at it from that lens. And also just know this is applicable for so many other things. So again, a little bit about letting go. Letting go does not mean that you're abandoning your child in whatever sense of the word, in whatever situation or context we're talking about here. Some of you might even hear from the story I shared, well, shouldn't you be really involved in that with a young child? Shouldn't you be in there, you know, with them, partnering and, you know, dictating some of what needs to happen? Yes, to a certain extent. And I found that when I take on too much of that burden, it's taxing on me. It impacts me negatively, and that energy is directly impacting my family and my daughter and our relationship. So for me, this is correct for me. So not only do I invite you to look at that, what that means for you, but if you haven't already gotten your free human design body graph chart from my website, kimberly-virginia.com, you can go on there, use your birth time, date, and location to get a free body graph chart. And this will show you how you're best meant to live correctly based on your human design. So what I talked about there when I said that's correct for me, that's me using my human design to make that decision. Okay, so more on that on my website if you're curious. Letting go really means allowing your child to learn responsibility and to feel capable. Those are amazing life skills. And in positive discipline, we talk a lot about raising children who are aware of their social impact, who are kind, respectful, loving, and contributing human beings. And who wouldn't want that for their kid, right? So a couple of steps for you to practice, and there's just four easy steps here. So this is something you can really take with you and apply now if you want to, okay? So the first step is to take small steps in letting go. Whatever it is you've decided you feel like you want to practice or experiment with letting go of, take small steps. Be gentle with yourself. Go easily. Do not feel like you need to force outcomes or put pressure on yourself. Really take some small steps. For me, that meant practicing having a very vulnerable conversation one time with my daughter's teacher. Really just be completely honest with what's happening at home, how I feel we really need more support from the school. And before, that was really hard for me. So just taking that one small step and then being gentle with myself, not pushing all the other action items that I might do today or this entire week to keep things moving, but be like, okay, you know what? That was enough this week. That was a lot for me. That conversation took a lot of energy, emotionally taxing maybe. So you know what? That's enough for this week. There's something I can do next week to keep it moving forward. So I will do that next week. So that's just an example of taking a small step in the situation I mentioned. Now, to take it to a completely different, example would be something like making breakfast. You might scramble your egg a certain way and your kid might do it a different way. And if you are really inviting yourself to let them try something new, let them try it, you're going to have to take small steps and really observe how that's impacting you, how you're relating to that situation, and be gentle with yourself and be gentle with your child. Step two is to take time for training and then step back. So using the scrambled egg, I don't know why I use scrambled eggs as an example so much. I think because it's been a learning opportunity in our house. But just go with me here. So take the scrambled egg example again here, okay? If you want your child to be able to wake up on a Saturday morning and they love a scrambled egg and you don't want to have to get up at 6:30 every weekend and do that for them, you're going to have to take time for some training and then step back and let them try it. Now, that's not all going to happen in one day. That's going to probably be several times of trying, several times of fumbling, cracking the egg, cleaning the pan. How do you butter the pan correctly so it doesn't get stuck? All the things, right? However it is you make your egg. But that's just a really good example of having realistic expectations of your child, taking time for training at a time that you don't feel rushed for time so that they're enjoying the process, they feel empowered, and then you step back and let them try it. Obviously with supervision and safety, depending on the age, but really allow them to get in there and actually demonstrate that skill. Let them try it with your supervision and then encourage them to just do it on their own and maybe walk away for a second and then get them to the point that they feel confident that they can actually do it. They feel confident and excited about trying that new skill. That goes into our third step, which is to have faith in your child to learn from his or her mistakes. So the same example, you know, Marley was learning to scramble her egg. She got a big chunk of the egg inside the pot. And I said, no big deal. Here's how you safely take it out. No big deal. Right? We weren't pressed for time. I was letting her do it completely on her own so she can learn how it feels to crack an egg in a way that she knows she's not going to get a big chunk of the eggshell in it. And if she does, here's how you take it out, right? So that's an example of having faith in your child to learn from their own mistakes. Have faith in them that they can do it. And with practice and with training and you stepping back, that they can actually execute on that and start doing it on their own. Not only will that empower them to do that and have some sort of, really wonderful relationship with their worth and that they're contributing and their empowerment, but it enhances your relationship with them too. They said, gosh, my mom really trusts me to do that. Look at our relationship. This is so fun. This is awesome, right? So that one is twofold. This last one, I want to make sure I share it gently with you because it can sound a little bit harsh at first and it's not meant to. And I want to make sure that you know I'm looking in the mirror on this one too. And this last one is get a life so that your identity doesn't depend on managing your child's life. Whew, that's a big one, right? And before I go into that more, I'll share really vulnerably that as a positive discipline parent educator and a human design specialist specifically for mothers, and also using the experiences that I have in my parenting of Marley and with Sailor, my two children, my life can get very wrapped up in and very interactive around both of my kids, to the point of where it almost feels like an obsession, because so much of our life is focused on what's going on with the family dynamic, right? And it's constantly giving me inspiration to redesign what I'm offering moms so that they're having the most transformation. It's also what's allowing me to design this new program that I'm offering in May that's self-paced, that you do at your own time. It's online led with videos from me, but you're also getting touch-ins with me via coaching. Everything that is going on with my kiddos, I use that as material to help me provide the best possible programs for you all. So that's the plus side of it, right? That's the magic of living your purpose and having everything feel very aligned. And also, I'm very aware that if I'm not doing enough for myself and what I know to keep my well-being at its very, very best, that it's not a great situation for my family. It doesn't feel as if I'm letting go and empowering my child to live a life where they can make some mistakes and learn and then and go off and spread their wings, right? Obviously, age appropriately. But so when I say get a life so your identity doesn't depend on managing your child's life, that is huge. For me personally, something that supports me with that I'd love to offer you is to really look at my well-being. And mamas who are considering being in my program in May, this is something that we'll do as a module, as an exercise together. And I'll give you some really, really pivotal inside tips based on your design specifically on how to look at this. So if you're interested in that, make sure you reach out to me. I'll put links in the show notes for that. But in general, looking at the things that have you feel like you're at your very best well-being, what are those? What are some of the things physically that you need? What are some of the things spiritually that you need? What are the things that you like to eat and do day to day outside of being a mother that keep you at your best? I'll share a few of those for me. I love and feel my best when I have a massage every month. And I haven't done that in, gosh, I think maybe 3 or 4 months. And I, you know, don't always get to do it. But if I have gone a few months without having a massage, even though it might sound like a luxury, I get a horrible knot in my back. So yes, it's kind of considered pampering, but it's actually really pivotal for me when I don't do it, because then I end up being in recovery with this knot in my back that just comes up, and it comes up from stress and yada, yada, yada. It doesn't matter if I do yoga and work out, it just inevitably comes back. So that's something that I know I need to do for my physical well-being, my emotional well-being, spiritual, all of it, honestly. Something I need to do every single day, I need to drink 8 glasses of water. Not everyone feels that way. I know that I need to. I know I need to shower every day. Again, mamas, you know, that sometimes feels like a luxury, but that for me is part of my cleansing ritual, emotionally and physically, right? So those are just some random examples. I will share more about how to look at that in my program. I'll share ideas for you and then a checklist, a well mama checklist that you can use to actually gauge where you're at with your well-being. And I always tell my clients that being around 80% of your well-being allows you to actually be coachable and be in a space where you can transform. If you are at a 0%, 10%, 20%, that is you not being at your best. And I know as a mom, it is tough, but it is really the pathway to thriving. So looking at those places that you can be at your best and have a life outside of your child are really important. Some of the other things I highly recommend that I'm, again, looking at myself here, what are some hobbies and things that you can do to connect with others that are not about motherhood? Like, Maybe it's that you go to a dance class and it's just for you. Maybe you go and read under a tree once a week for an hour. Maybe you make sure that you get to have a babysitter and it's not necessarily for a date night. Maybe it's just for you. Those are just some random examples. And I want to make sure that you all know that I understand how difficult it can be sometimes to step outside of that intense parenting zone where everything kind of revolves around you keeping things going in the household. I totally get it. What I want to make sure that you hear here is that really letting go of your identity being centered in your child's, really letting go of the fact that, or not the fact, but the fact that you might think that your self-worth is completely tied to your child's life and what's going on with their life. Not only does it set you up for not being at your best and most easeful, less resistant life, but it puts a lot of pressure on you and your kiddo. It puts needless pressure on them, and they'll feel that energy. And again, for all of you who know your children's design and your design, you'll know more about that. That's what we coach on. But making sure that you understand that taking small steps to do that and just step back so that you remember you are beautifully and uniquely and wonderfully designed to be amazing outside of that relationship with your kid. So yes, they might enhance who you are, just like I'm saying my kids do for me, right? Even in the tough moments, I'm learning stuff. Even in the weeks and days where you're just getting pummeled with stuff left and right, hello, that's me this week. I can pick myself up and find the beauty and the transformation in it when I am feeling like I'm not completely tied to my child's identity. So those four steps are really groundbreaking for you when you're having the awareness that there's some need for you to let go of control. Trust the universe. Trust your child. Trust the environment that you've created for them to thrive in, and allow yourself a little bit of grace, a little bit of time to find who you are again, reconnect with who you are again outside of being a mother. And again, you know, I love motherhood and it has changed my life. And also, I need to remember who Kimberly is outside of motherhood as well, because she's pretty great, regardless of if my kids are right here. So that is our episode for today. I'm so excited to be back with you and share this quick episode on some tips on how to live your best motherhood life through the actions of letting go. I will talk about this more in my newsletter. And again, if you have not gotten your free body graph chart on my website, kimberly-virginia.com, there are several places you can go on there, the Start Here button or the Human Design button, and that's free. It's a free tool for you to use so you understand your unique design and your unique essence and the way you're meant to exchange energy here this time around on Earth with other people in your life and those you interact with, so that you're experiencing the most joy and ease and the least amount of resistance possible. So I hope you'll go check that out. And before you go, if you're curious about the program that I mentioned that will be launching mid-May, make sure you check the show notes on how you can get on board with that program. I'm launching a beta group. So mid-May, it's a smaller group of women who I'm inviting in to be part of this program for a significant savings on the investment from what it will be when it's fully designed after the feedback of this group. If you'd like to be part of it and give feedback and impact so much of what this program will be, make sure you sign up and help me out with feedback so that you can get the savings. Check the show notes for that. It's launching in May. It's going to be amazing for all you mamas, transformation around your spirituality, your relationship to motherhood, your vision for your family and beyond, your child's design, your design. What does it mean to use those together? And real tactical, practical tips on parenting based in positive discipline. So it's going to be chock full of amazing things for you. I'm so excited to birth this into the world. If you're curious to learn more, again, check out the show notes. You guys, it's been my pleasure. I can't wait to have you all here back with me next week. Until then, bye for now. Thank you everyone so much for being here. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review so we can continue to bring soulful content your way each week. You can also join my community via my socials, which you can find in the show notes. Until next time, bye for now.